Some Central Illinois mayors say they don't intend to enforce new COVID-19 restrictions on bars and restaurants starting today, but others say that decision will have consequences.
If they don't do their job, then we're going to end up with hospitals having to turn people away.
That's Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from State Farm agent Aaron Kilgore. A Peoria native and active community member, Aaron can help customers with auto, home, and life insurance needs. Information at aaronismyagent.com.
Today is Wednesday, November 4th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. Election Day is finally behind us. WCBU's Kristen McHugh gives us an overview of the local races and what we know so far.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden was declared the winner of Illinois' electoral votes just moments after polls closed, and Senator Dick Durbin was not far behind, easily dispatching four challengers to win a fifth term on Capitol Hill. But the race for the 17th congressional district was a nail-biter, with incumbent Representative Sherry Bustos declaring victory. While the Associated Press had not called the race as of 1 a.m., the incumbent Democrat from Moline claimed her fifth term over Republican newcomer Esther Joy King, with 52% of the vote and 99% of precincts reporting. The race could still turn on thousands of mail-in ballots, which must be counted if they are received by election authorities in the district by November 17th. Republican U.S. Representative Darren LaHood, meanwhile, easily won a third term in the 18th congressional district, defeating Democrat George Petrelli. With 95% of the vote in late Tuesday, LaHood had earned 72% of the vote. In the 2016 and 2018 congressional races, LaHood also won by more than 70% of the vote. In the Tri-County region, incumbent Dave Kaler won another term as state senator for Illinois' 46th district, with a total of 54% of the vote. Republican challenger Mary Burris secured 46%. Kaler says his priorities this term include balancing the budget, statewide energy policies, racial equity, and increasing support for communities and businesses in his district affected by the pandemic.
Businesses have been severely damaged. We need to make sure that we can help and rebuild those businesses. People have been out of work. We've got to really start helping our neighbor and helping our small businesses get stabilized again, because that's the backbone of this community.
Burris is a resident of Pekin and currently serves as treasurer for Tazewell County, a position she has held since 2010.
It really, truly was a great race. I want to thank each and every one of my supporters. I'm still treasurer. I love serving the public. So the four-year term that I have two more years. So we will see what happens in 2 years from now.
Kaler first landed a seat in the Illinois Senate in 2006 and last ran unopposed in 2016. Republican Mike Luft is the winner of the 91st district race to replace retiring state representative Mike Yunes. Luft has served as Pekin's mayor since 2019, when he defeated then-incumbent John McCabe by a decisive 19-point margin. Luft says ethics reform, driving job growth, and moving Illinois onto a fiscally solvent path are his priorities in Springfield. Luft defeated Democrat Josh Grease of Pekin, a former teacher, by a 64-36% margin. Democratic State Representative Jahan Gordon Booth handily defeated Libertarian challenger Chad Grimm for the 92nd district seat. Gordon Booth has represented the district since 2009. She's run unopposed in the last several cycles, but Grimm overcame a petition challenge this year to vie against the Democrat. He says his defeat is still, quote, a win for the Libertarian Party, as they are now an established party.
We are very fortunate and very excited about what the future is going to bring to this party. We are now an established party, and the work really begins now.
Grimm won about 26% of the vote in his race against Gordon Booth. She did not respond to requests for comment. Illinois Supreme Court Justice Tom Kilbride has apparently come up short in his bid to retain his seat for a third term. In a prepared statement, Kilbride says he's disappointed by the outcome, but proud of the legacy he's leaving after 20 years on the high court. Retention requires a simple yes or no vote, meaning Kilbride appeared on Tuesday's ballot unopposed. Justices have to receive 60% of the vote to stay on the court for another 10 years. Kilbride was the only downstate member of the court's 4-3 Democratic majority. The Illinois State Board of Elections warns election night totals are unofficial. Mail-in ballots postmarked Election Day must be counted if they are received by November 17th. Find more local, state, and national election news at WCBU.org. I'm Kristen McHugh.
Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. Tri-County health officials reported 122 new confirmed COVID-19 cases, bringing the area's total to 9,203 since the start of the pandemic. One person died, bringing the regional death toll to 150. Tazewell County election judges will receive an additional $75 in hazard pay for their work yesterday, thanks to a grant from Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg. And the Illinois State Board of Elections is warning that the election night totals are unofficial, and it could take several weeks to decide close races as officials wait for outstanding mail-in ballots. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. Governor J.B. Pritzker is ordering Central Illinois restaurants and bars to cease indoor service as COVID-19 positivity rates surge to record levels. But as Tim Shelley explains, more area mayors say they don't intend to enforce that new order.
Pritzker ordered the new restrictions Sunday after the region's COVID-19 positivity rate surged above 8% for the third consecutive day. But mayors like Morton's Jeff Kaufman say they won't enforce the mandate.
Everyone in the community has the right to decide how they feel about going into a restaurant with indoor dining. There'll be no more declarations by the mayor Morton, and we are allowing the public to decide for themselves.
Galesburg Mayor John Pritchard says public health officials have traced back only a few cases to restaurants and bars.
The governor's order is basically a cure that is much worse than the situation in terms of dining.
But Pritzker says the mitigations are proven to work and the consequences for not implementing them will be dire.
If they don't do their job, then we're going to end up with hospitals having to turn people away. And that's just not something that I find acceptable.
The new restrictions go into effect in Central Illinois Region 2 today. The cities of Peoria and Washington are among those who say they will abide by the governor's new restrictions. I'm Tim Shelley.
Before we let you go, Niche Theater Arts is bringing Legally Blonde the musical to the stage, and online auditions begin today. Learn more at their website. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from State Farm agent Aaron Kilgore. A Peoria native and active community member, Aaron can help customers with auto, home, and life insurance needs. Information at aaronismyagent.com.